Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's story time. Everybody has a story to share. Someone said, how could that have been based on Schindler's List when Belushi died in 82 and Schindler's List came out in 93? Was I wrong about that? I thought that there was a Schindler's List aspect to that John Belushi thing that they did last night. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look it up. What's your story today, Mary?
Okay, so a Michigan judge has come up with a solution for shoplifters at local Walmarts. Judge Jeffrey Clothier is making shoplifters wash cars in the parking lot. I think this is really a great idea. So he has to wait for the spring to arrive, of course, but I think he should make them do it in the winter anyway.
Wow. But did you see in Southwest Detroit today, they had a water main break that was almost 6 feet wide?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. You think Skokie got hit bad? Southwest Detroit, 150 homes are underwater.
Oh, boy.
It's a mess. So, yeah, no car washing going on up there.
Yeah, well, this is what they're going to do. They call them Walmart wash sentences, and they're going to use this Walmart. It's near Detroit, actually. It's about 50 miles away, and it's going to get about 100 people to go and do this instead of putting them behind bars. They're going to wash cars.
Yeah, so it's their choice, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he's ordering them. I don't think they have a choice.
Well, I think it's probably like you can do this in lieu of your jail sentence, but I'm not sure that people go to jail for shoplifting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to get people, you know, it's like a community service thing is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. What do you know, Kevin?
These states have the most vibrant food scenes, according to a new report. As Scoffier, I think I'm pronouncing that correct.
Oh, you were dead on. That was perfect.
Oh, then how do you say it, Steve?
No, I agree with you. You said it right. Say it again for us.
Scoffier.
Scoffier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what Scoffier is?
I do not.
How do you spell it?
Escoffier.
Scoffier.
The famous French chef. You guys don't know?
No.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Jimmy Scoffier?
The top ranked... I knew a Frankie Escoffier.
Right. The stuff he could do with the beef.
Yeah, right. The top-ranked culinary school in the U.S. conducted a comprehensive analysis of all 50 states to determine the 10 best food destinations. They looked at data from the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Commerce, the National Restaurant Association. Among other resources, the analysis examined economic factors such as restaurant spending, employment, restaurant density, and the presence of independent and Michelin-starred establishments. Coming in at number one.
I'm going to say Chicago.
It's a state-by-state survey.
Didn't we just become our own state? Are you behind on that? Or we haven't done that yet?
California.
Yeah, California.
Hawaii, number one.
What?
Yeah, Hawaii emerged as the ultimate winner, achieving a perfect score, 100 out of 100. The state, according to the report, excels for its exceptional capacity to serve visitors with 376 tours per restaurant, the highest among all states analyzed. New York, second. Nevada, third. California, fourth. Florida, fifth. Massachusetts, sixth. Illinois coming in at number seven. States with the most Michelin-starred restaurants, California. New York is second. Florida, third. They have Washington, D.C. on this at 24. Illinois, fifth. 20 Michelin-star restaurants.
What kind of story do you have today? Let me guess. It's about last night.
It's about Detroit, like everything else in this segment. So we talked about last night that it went a little bit long, and the NBC station in Detroit cut it off after 10:15. Bob Ellis is the DIV vice president, general manager, and so he issued this apology today because, you know, people were watching and then they got cut off like you did on the farm. And trying to make the best that we can, he said it was human error on their part. We had our technical teams ready for this planned 15-minute overrun, which I said they were warned about. And when the show ran even later, he says, we didn't make the real-time adjustments, and that's why the final 13 minutes were missed. Okay, so that's what you have to do. But here's where I think he made the misstep. What he says, he teases everybody by what they didn't see. What you didn't see included a performance by Sir Paul McCartney, who sang a medley of three songs from the Beatles' Abbey Road album. We also missed the onstage goodbye led by Martin Short that included former cast members holding up a picture of Detroiter Gilda Radner. Those clips are embedded at the bottom of this page. So in other words, we're really sorry we screwed up, and here's what you would have seen. Wouldn't it have been nice?
Wow.
But they're going to try to show the whole 3 hours again over in Detroit.
Well, I think they should just make it available so we can watch it whenever we want, because honestly, I didn't see anything past 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on Peacock.
And when did the Paul Simon thing air? Because I started watching, I think, at 7 o'clock. When did he sing?
The very beginning, he with Sabrina
Carpenter.
Carpenter, yeah.
So they, I don't know what the heck I was doing, but I thought I started at the top. I guess
not. No, it was really good.
And I thought Gilda was from Chicago, I guess just because of Gilda's house, or I don't know.
Gilda's Club, I think.
Gilda's Club, yeah. The Red Door place. I didn't know she was a Detroit person.
Yep, and the Detroit people didn't get to see her last night.
Oh, man. She was my favorite. Absolutely loved her. And when she was playing Mick Jagger in a bit last night, I could not believe how slight and thin she is tiny, absolutely tiny.
She did Patti Smith, too, didn't she?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so. Because she would raise her arm with the microphone and she'd have armpit hair. That was the big thing.
I loved it. And somebody sent John William a text. And they said, of course Lisa loves it. She's high in life. She loves everything. Well, I just loved it because I grew up with it and it brought back a lot of memories. You were talking about the commercials and when they just went through the screenshots of all the commercials they did, it was funny because all of those are based on news stories or whatever was happening in the news at the time, and they would parody it in a commercial. And so it's kind of a look back at life in America for the past 50 years. So if you haven't seen it, search for it and maybe you'll see the whole thing. Plus the 17 minutes that went over that other people cut.